Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So as we are mentioning all day today, and as you know, if you look at the calendar, it's 7 years after September 11th, 2001. We know where Al-Qaeda was on 9/11. And shortly thereafter, U.S. troops entered Afghanistan to try to find al-Qaeda, to destroy the Taliban. And experts warned of a nightmare scenario with al-Qaeda militants heading for neighboring Pakistan to establish a new headquarters. Well, President Bush promised to follow the militants and to prevent this scenario.
Now we're on the hunt, and we're chasing one or two, three or four, 20 individuals at a time. And this is pretty rugged country, as you know. And so we're slowly but surely chasing down every single lead.
Martin Smith knows the no man's land in Pakistan and Afghanistan as well. And he also knows a lot about this hunt President Bush refers to. He's a senior producer for Frontline and made the 2006 Frontline documentary Return of the Taliban. He's also the correspondent for The War Briefing. And he is a producer at one of our partners, WGBH, in Boston, and joins us by phone from New York. Martin, thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
Where was al-Qaeda 7 years ago, aside from being behind the attacks that we all remember so well?
Well, their headquarters was in Afghanistan, of course, and they were guests of the Taliban. The ironic thing is that that situation has replicated itself a little bit to the east in western Pakistan now, with them being the guests of the Taliban again in that part of the world.
To most Americans before September 11th, al-Qaeda was virtually unknown. What has becoming a very well-known and notorious organization done for them, positively and negatively?
Well, that's a large, broad question. I think that they have gained converts by their engagement of the world's last remaining superpower, by their chutzpah, by the gall. I mean, it has attracted converts throughout the world. Our invasion of Iraq in 2003 again gained them notoriety and allowed them to build an organization within Iraq as well.
Well, it's gained them recruits, but when we come back, I want to talk to you about whether it's changed their tactics in any sense, and if there's even a way to assess the strength of al-Qaeda today. Martin Smith is a senior producer for Frontline. We'll be back with him in just a moment. Rejoining us now is Martin Smith, senior producer for Frontline. He made the documentary Return of the Taliban, and he's the correspondent for The War Briefing, a production of our partners at WGBH Boston. Martin, have al-Qaeda lived to fight again, and where are they today?
Well, we don't know exactly what their strength is. At least I don't have a clear sense of what their strength is. And you have to remember that in 2001, though they were, you know, Osama bin Laden and Ayman al-Zawahiri were in Afghanistan, the cell that attacked the United States on 9/11 was based in Hamburg, Germany. So at that time, they had people in cells operating in Africa, throughout Asia, in Europe, and of course on 9/11 in the United States. What their training camps do for those kinds of operations is not really that clear. The kind of training camps that al-Qaeda recruits go to in, say, the tribal areas or in Afghanistan today prepare them for fighting against U.S. forces and keeping us sort of tied down as they as they prosecute this war over time. It's different than those kinds of operations that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed mounted that led to the 9/11 attacks.
The war in Iraq, of course, was supposedly linked to 9/11. We know that the regime of Saddam Hussein was not linked to it. But in terms of al-Qaeda, how significant was the war in Iraq to what they eventually ended up becoming 7 years after September 11th, 2001?
Well, I think they clearly capitalized on it. They saw the United States moving into another country in the Middle East and came and used that war to gain recruits. The exact relationship between Zakawi's al-Qaeda, the one that existed in Iraq, and bin Laden's al-Qaeda, you know, is up for debate. But clearly, in terms of worldwide credibility, anytime you can, I mean, their whole purpose was to draw the United States into conflict. And they succeeded in doing that in Afghanistan, and they succeeded, of course, in Iraq. And so once we were fighting a war on two fronts, they were gaining, you know, arguably twice as many converts.
So converts aside, though, I mean, how do you answer the argument, you know, there haven't been any attacks since then. These folks have been holed up in Waziristan, and, you know, however safe they are, it's not necessarily, you know, a center of world culture or military tactics. You know, maybe it's not as bad as you're saying.
Well, I mean, there have not been any attacks on the United States. There's certainly been attacks in Europe. There have been attacks in parts of Africa. There have been, you know, something like five major attacks. There was an attack in Bali, attacks in London, attacks in Madrid. So you're right. They haven't attacked in the United States. On the other hand, there's been a lot of conflict in Iraq and Afghanistan, which has led to the deaths of American soldiers. So they're operating on a different time frame than perhaps we are used to thinking of, and they're satisfied with killing American soldiers on their turf. You know, it's good for them to have us tied down in a battle, gaining recruits.
But, you know, in some sense, you argue or have argued in some of your work that among the goals of al-Qaeda pre-9/11 was to get global attention that they didn't succeed in getting with the attack on the coal or the embassy bombings, but they certainly achieved after 9/11. Assuming that that was only one of their goals, what might they be hoping to achieve now? They have all the attention and perhaps even converts that they need.
Well, I think that they feel that eventually the United States is going to go home, and that at that point in time, whenever that comes, they're going to declare victory. And they're going to find a safe haven, and I can't say what their thinking is beyond that. But clearly, it would hand them a large victory when, and you know, if and when, or let's just say when, we go home from Afghanistan and they're still standing.
All right, well, going home from Afghanistan doesn't seem as though it's in the cards anytime soon. If anything, the Bush administration is announcing a quiet surge in Afghanistan in the coming months. Martin Smith, senior producer for Frontline, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Martin Smith is a senior producer for Frontline, responsible for the documentary Return of the Taliban, and he is a part of our editorial partners at WGBH in Boston.